Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
It's Tina Shea that's on Namibia's Art and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing the NSK and Shaquan. April 7th, this Sunday, is World Health Day. And on Fresh Breakfast, which is highlighting conversations about conditions and just your health and where do you stand. And we had a conversation that's about endometriosis.
Yes.
with OC Paul. Let me get this right again. Paul Violet Ikala Feng for Birk. And she shared her personal story. And once again, we really implore you, if you're a brother to a sister, a husband to a wife, a father of daughters, to get this conversation going, because maybe, just maybe, this has been the issue, okay? But notwithstanding that, right now we've got a job, Diolita, a registered nurse at the B3 Youth Campus with us this morning to continue this conversation. But today, or in this instance, just focusing on HIV testing, especially when it comes to the male counterparts. Good morning, my good sir. How are you doing?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good, 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 good. Are you at the campus right now?
Yes, I'm at the campus.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Fantastic. Mm. Okay. Now, Job, in our conversations, in our off-air conversations, you highlighted that, you know, in your observations, in your line of work, you've observed that the male counterpart is shying away from HIV testing, which puts a bit of a problem for the country, isn't it? Walk us through this observation, Buta.
Yes.
Make us understand your observation thereof.
You know what? You know, around the world, men are the people that don't take healthy care at the right time, at the right facility, and bingo, just to be timely on a healthy facility when they present with healthy symptoms or deviation.
Yep, that's true.
What's happening now in our clinical facility when it comes to HIV services, and being a nurse for a very long time and working in a HIV room, what one of my highlights that I have noticed is that we have young, a low profile or a low number of men coming to the facility to do HIV tests, and they are asking on their female contact partners about their HIV status, which is negative, and they go with their flow that they are also negative.
And in terms of Windhoek now, where you are stationed, knowing very well that as men, we tend to shy away from double-checking our health, where you're stationed, you've noticed that it's only females that coming for HIV testing?
Sorry?
Where you are stationed right now at the youth campus here, the B3 Youth Campus, have you also just noticed that there's a lot more women who are coming in to get tested for HIV as opposed to men?
Yes, absolutely. For the past 2 months, I have tested around about 104 patients for HIV, of which 8 out of 104, only 8 men who turn up for HIV testing. So it's a huge number of females that are coming for HIV services, and that shows that we need to do more. I think the router will screen about men being involved in HIV testing, then we move them closer to the services.
Yeah.
Perhaps the contributing factor could be home testing as well, Nurse Job. Maybe the men are testing at home, isn't it?
Sorry. Job, did you catch that question from NSK?
Yes. Most probably they are doing a home test, but you know what? When the female came for the HIV test, what we usually ask the partner questions. You know your partner HIV status, when last did they test? And they will say, no, they didn't test. They send me to come for my HIV test. They know my status, then we are fine.
Yeah. But you know what I'm actually curious of right now, Nurse Job? It's just, why do you think in general men are just more you know, just hesitant to actually go to get tested for HIV?
One of the reason being our main thing behind, they don't want to take the services, is that they are very ignorant. They just have that ignorant tendency that I'm not going, I'm not sick. But with, you know, with this virus, man, HIV is a very fringy virus, and they work together with other viruses. HIV works together with TB, which is a bacteria, to make sure they compromise the immune system of a human being. So the time this man will present to the clinical setting for testing is very late, and opportunistic diseases have taken over. So we, I think we just need a platform where we go out as healthcare workers, as a corporation, we need to join together and just engagement that they need to take HIV test. Because when you are doing a HIV test, we are not necessarily checking that you are HIV positive. We wanted to know your status. Where are you standing with your HIV? Because did you have antibodies that are responding to HIV virus in your body? And to initiate on the treatment the same day, so that we combat the spread of the disease and making sure that you reach a target where you cannot spread the virus to the next person. And also engage them in other activities like immunization, so that we reduce the HIV spreading 60%.
Okay, so the mission is to get the gentlemen to Be Free Youth Campus to get tested. Are there any costs involved here? Let us know how much must we budget for this now.
Yeah.
You know, with Be Free, you know, Be Free, how happy campus is a youth campus, it's a youth friendly campus. We embrace every culture, gender, race, and sexuality. Mm. And, you know, the diversity, we are so strong. So it's a campus that's located in Katutura, the Marasiere. So we just, what we are doing at our campus, we have a gym, we have a library, we have free internet. We also have a soup kitchen. So we just want the young people, especially the men, to come on board and utilize our services, not only for HIV services, but they can also utilize others that are available at the campus, like the gym and afterwards or regularly, and they can just come and use the others that are available at the clinic, like, to know the HIV status.
Yeah, but like, how much is it to get tested? That's what NSK was asking. But because I know that it is a youth campus, until what age do you guys cater for? I think it's 35, right?
Our clinic is age grouped, so yeah. We take that from the age of 13 to 30.
Oh, 13 to 30, okay.
But we don't really have that chance that we are going to chase someone now. If they present that they are 35, we can see how we can accommodate them, just to make sure that the healthcare delivery system, when it comes to HIV coverage, is there. We have to compromise and see where they can fit in and get to know the HIV status.
Are there costs involved to take the HIV test at the Be Free Youth Campus?
No, but basically you need to do what you want to do HIV test at the Be Free Campus. Just have to present to the facility, you study the book, send the book as animal patient, and you ask for your consultation, you go for your consultation. But we really have a program in place, a process, a protocol in place that we need people to be members of the campus.
100%.
We be a member of the campus and just utilize the services for free. But you just come in a walking patient, we'll give you the services for free.
All right. Nurse Job Diulita, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you, my good sir. And as well as the whole department in the clinic that's stationed there and the Be Free Youth Campus. We wish you all the best, especially with World Health Day coming up. And we hope that the men will flock now and line up that whole area as they are going to queue to get the tested. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah. Oh, thank you very much for having me.
All right, cheers. As we continue our conversations, that's around World Health Day, which will be April 7th. I really hope that you learned something, and I really hope that you
get tested.
Get tested. that's for both the gents and for the women,
absolutely.
But also the conversation of endometriosis, I believe. It's 8:56. Stick around. Don't go anywhere.
Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.